You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
This time on the God Pod.
What can you do to make yourself a more approachable, loving person?
Oh, wow. Maybe I could put like a bow in my hair?
Oh, that would be interesting.
I love Joe Biden going like, you know what I love? The new radicals.
Now, let me distance myself from Bernie Sanders. I don't love the actual New Radicals, just the band. Satan comes back with ass popping.
Yeah.
Just, well done, Satan.
He wants to be Dom, but the man's a sub for sure.
Oh, my God.
Dom in the Senate, sub in the sheets.
Satan's a real pro.
The visual.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host, God. I'm here today with my pals, Satan and Psyche.
Woohoo!
Oh, darling, please believe me. You're probably going to have to cut that out. That's illegal. That's a Beatles song. We'll come for you.
I think that's okay. Yeah, we're going to get sued by Michael Jackson's estate.
He doesn't own it anymore.
He doesn't own it anymore, right. Satan? Who owns it now, Satan?
No?
I think Paul McCartney finally got it.
Really? Wow. You lost control. You had it, and then you lost it back to the living.
Nice. Who is that to?
You. You owned the Beatles catalog at one point, right?
Oh, yeah. I was a buyer.
You snuck in there for a period of years?
Uh-huh. I think it was 2004 to 2007 when all those... soft acoustic covers were coming out of rap songs. And I was like, I like the way you work it.
But what a good time diggity. To be alive.
I was not about that time.
Was that based off a Beatles song?
I don't think so.
I was just framing where we were in the world.
That was off that famous Beatles song, No Diggity, No Doubt.
Oh, yeah. Paul McCartney wrote No Diggity.
What a great song, though.
That was on Sgt. Pepper's, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, welcome to the God Pod. Some quick reminders. The God Pod is the best podcast in the universe.
Make sure to follow us.
And tell your friends, damn it.
Give us 5 stars.
And write us a review.
Why? We'll read your review on air, like I'm about to do right now. Great job, gang.
Didn't felt written at all. That was all natural.
We got a review today from Apple Podcasts.
Ooh, you know, those are really hard to come by these days.
Mm-hmm.
An Apple Podcast review. Yeah.
It's from...
Oh, my God. Best author name ever.
Dwayne Johnson, 197134. Holy shit. Dwayne Johnson reviewed us,
the
y'all.
The Rock?
The Rock itself.
Wow.
Title. Favorite podcast, all caps, by far, 5 stars.
But also, you have to say podcast was separated with a space, which is kind of brilliant,
right,
too.
Right, podcast, like the cast. 5 stars. I love listening. You guys are all great. I can't pick a favorite part of each episode because every minute is my favorite.
Wow.
I work Uber Eats as my second job. And listening to the show definitely passes time. I probably look like an absolute douche, driving and laughing all by myself.
Smiley face emoji, laughing, crying.
Nice.
I love this. Do you think that Dwayne Johnson 197134 is able to get us a sponsorship with Uber Eats?
Wow. He should reach out.
Wow, I went there.
I don't think that's how their corporate structure works.
Dwayne Johnson, reach out for us. Reach out.
Reach out to us, Dwayne. What a great, you know what? I laugh to myself all the time in the car. At my own jokes, though, not listening to the podcast.
Well, I mean, but you.
So you sit in a car in silence.
Just laughing.
Telling your own jokes.
She's got her own spinoff of the God Pod with her at all times.
Yep.
So that makes total sense, Ikey.
Yep. I'm just like hilarious and I laugh all the time and people think
the
I'm
Psyche
crazy.
Pod. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Dwayne, what an awesome one.
Yeah. Thanks, Dwayne. That's great. It's just fantastic. Drive safe, you know.
Yeah, drive safe.
No one's warm food is worth any kind of accident.
No, but I will say, if you ever, you know, deliver to heaven, you know, give us a call, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Is
we
it like,
love Uber Eats. And
tell
that
us your story. Well, maybe
like,
not.
Yeah.
You know, like, pass them through the back channel somehow. Like, do you ever, like, smoke a joint with customer?
Oh, what an intense question. I don't know.
That was like, you know,
answering that for his
pizza delivery. You know, if it's 9 degrees outside, you got to come in and just hit this joint and then you can be on your way. That's
God. Have you ever done that?
That? Yes.
Stop it.
That's what you're not that Satan.
That
you've never done
scandalous.
This. That's not scandalous.
Yes,
that's like
it is.
Cool.
Scandalous.
That's how you be a good Samaritan, Psyche.
I mean, wow.
Did
I
you learn nothing
get
from
this
Jesus?
Ganja. The marijuana. I got to get into that.
You weren't there for the 60s. Satan, are you there?
No.
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Have you ever been cool to delivery people?
No, it's an altruistic
you don't
thing.
Tip. Yeah, no, that's not part of your brand. You're like, I'll give you an NFT.
I sometimes deliver Uber, but eat the food.
Do you know what, God? We should really create a God Pod NFT.
Oh, okay. No, really? Okay, we're going to have to talk about this. Time out. Because I was just making fun of Satan because that's like his thing.
Oh.
He tips in NFTs. He's like, thanks for the pizza. Here's a little digital picture of a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Meow. Yeah.
That's worth over $200,000.
Potentially.
Potentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah. Potentially.
I saw that Twitter now, you can make your avatar, you can like automatically register it as an NFT on the blockchain.
Yeah, I saw that. Does that mean I can make my picture an NFT?
You just need to mint your picture.
Oh my gosh. You know what, guys?
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. It's automatically
minted for you.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense because it's a photo. Like, what if it's a photo?
Right. No, that's what I don't understand because, you know, I have a lot of Twitters. I tweet a lot. Yeah. So, you know, does Psyche want to have one with Cupid? Like, does Psyche want to have one on her own?
No, you got it. You're presented with the decision point, and it's like, oh. Am I an NFT person now? But be forewarned.
Yeah.
Be warned that people can now, there's also a setting in the filters and it's mute anyone who has their avatar registered as an NFT. So
what?
This is like an easy way.
Oh, you're stupid. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
What?
It's a very well-developed new feature they're rolling out.
Why? Because people with NFTs are annoying?
It's a way to, if you don't want to be part of that whole subculture.
Interesting. I feel like I'm being punked right
peace
now.
Out. No. Yeah. And it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I saw what happened on Clubhouse.
Oof.
And it just became, let me tell you about NFTs.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I got
nonstop, 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
The digital audio was pretty much just like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah.
And conspiracies.
I love conspiracies, though.
Yeah?
Remember, we've talked about this.
Yeah, like,
that's what Moses
conspiracies.
No. Moses and I remember we.
Oh, that's the only kind you get there. I should have stipulated. It's not like fun conspiracy.
It's
corner.
Not conspiracy corner.
No. It's like anti-vax.
Right. Very
only,
different.
Only. Very spiciest.
Different. No, I like the when we talked about is JFK alive? Like, you know, who killed JFK? Who killed
the Denver Airport?
Denver Airport. Those are the conspiracies I'm living for.
Me too. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that one. You know what? Let's do now that was quite a digression. We went into NFTs. We got to consider that. I don't think I'm going to do it. Just for the record, gang, I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm not going.
If 14 people message God directly about NFTs, he will do it.
I know what's going to happen. Bango is going to have an NFT.
Bango could have an NFT if they could figure out how to do that.
If 14 people pressure me to do it. Yeah, I'm like, please pressure me to do it.
14.
Someone. 14 people. 14? You're giving me way too much credit.
Listen, I counted one.
Way too much credit.
But I don't think I'd pay for one.
It's more like 3 people, and I'll be like, listen, everyone is telling me I got to do this.
Right.
Everyone in the Trinity and Psyche, Satan's against it.
I know.
He wants me on his blockchain.
Yeah, my blockchain. Blog chain. It's a bog bunch chain. Of bogs. I've been
Bango chain.
Bango chain is a brand new
Bango
way
coin.
To do it.
Bango coin.
Do we already have Bango coin?
Probably.
Now it's just Bango coin. Because Bango coin, you know.
Yeah. It's being used for drug cartels.
A little floppy. Yeah.
it got absorbed by that, unfortunately. It's a disaster.
Oh my god.
I made it too untraceable. And now I can't even trace it.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. I love Truebill. They've saved me over $200. I use Truebill, and you should too. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/GodPod. Go right now. Truebill.com/GodPod. It could save you thousands a year. I'm going to read some comments on some of our recent episodes. So
great.
We came back on January 10, and it was God Returns from Vacation to Smite the Wicked. It was me, Jesus, and Satan. We caught up on what we did over the break. Mm-hmm. Satan caught the Rona. Mm-hmm. Jesus responded to Don Jr., criticizing turning the other cheek because they're saying the quiet part out loud.
Mm.
We discussed selling farts. The Pope versus pets, because the Pope was like, you shouldn't have pets. You got to make kids.
You know, that poor girl who sold her farts, she can't do it anymore.
I know.
Yeah.
That poor girl.
And that poor girl who sold her farts can't do it anymore.
Now she's selling NFTs of the jars. Or
yeah,
something.
I think she'll be all right. I think she'll
and
be
we,
fine.
And we celebrated the 1-year anniversary of the Capitol attack. Celebrated. Right. Some of the feedback from the fans were, Helen says, welcome back. Great to hear your voices again.
Cute.
As soon as as that rating system appeared on Spotify, I hit those 5 stars. Missed you all. Oh. Thanks, Helen.
Aw, thanks, Helen.
Comment Tamer says, glad y'all back. I miss the pod so much. Over the break, I watched the first season of The Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
And, as for games, I've been playing Smite. Apparently, there's a game called Smite. I should play that.
Really?
Yeah.
Smite.
Sue them.
Sounds like, I know, right? Smite. I should smite. Ambi says, yes, welcome back. I love to play Diablo. I've never played Diablo either. What's Satan, Diablo? Have you played Diablo?
I played Diablo. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like Catan?
Not even in the slightest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Satan, you love Diablo. That's like,
I mean, that's literally me. That's it.
Did you get any proceeds from that? Yes.
No, my image is public domain now, unfortunately, because I've been around for long enough.
Mm, right. You're like Winnie the Pooh. Ooh, here's some feedback for you, Satan. Doc Twisted says, I don't get why Satan bagged on Wheel of Time. I thought it was pretty well done.
Wow.
Oh, Cupid loves Wheel of Time.
Wow. And you better get used to taking some heat on your movie picks.
I know, right? Everybody's coming for it because they're wrong.
Wasn't that a TV show?
They're wrong. Wheel of Time. Hey, if you liked it, that's great for you. Enjoy life as a simpleton. You know, us up here with high art.
How dare you?
High art.
Cupid loved it. Cupid loved it. Cupid loved it.
Cupid must not understand true art.
See, this is why Satan is evil.
Yeah.
He just said, I rebelled mostly angels.
Because
this
of
is
the
why
art.
I had to throw you out of heaven for, you know, negging my angels.
Yeah, I was just commenting on all their art projects, like their sculptures and stuff. And their movies. Remember when Angel Gabriel tried to make that short film? It was a mess.
Catherine says, I saw Dear Mother on Netflix twice. I love French films. This one has nudity and is hysterical. I don't remember even talking about that.
Yeah, I think you listened to a different podcast.
I know. You know what it is, gang? It's like as soon as I'm done recording, my mind just goes to a blank slate.
Yeah, in one ear, out the other.
Yeah, I'm like, remember in Anchorman when Ron Burgundy would just read whatever was put on the teleprompter?
That's God.
That's me.
God is Ron Burgundy.
You think I'm in control? No. Okay, so what else happened? Oh, Catherine also says Art News published an article saying NFTs are not art. So,
she said specifically NFTs are not art.
That's the title of the article.
I feel like
Psyche's neither here nor there.
And Psyche are big NFTs fans.
Well, I just feel like, you know, almost everything can be art if you claim it's art, you know?
Yeah. I just
this
feel
pile
like
of crap is art.
Yeah, owning things is a very broad thing at this point, you know?
Catherine also says, God, well, let me just finish.
Owning things are a very broad thing. Wow, great.
Art is now currency. Catherine says, God, the film Don't... This is before I had seen Don't Look Up.
We're
reopening the wounds.
Welcome back to the God Pod, a movie and TV review channel.
So she goes to tell me about the movie. That's all it was. Barbara says, I was jonesing for the God Pod.
I love that
so
expression, jonesing.
Mm. Yeah.
I made it up. That was actually
right, on to the next thing. Do you like hearing your feedback on these episodes?
I do. I would like to, you know, read later what people thought about Don't Look Up.
No, I'm going to read it now.
You're not going
to
like it.
I'm going to skip over the episode with me, Jesus, and Mary Magdalene, and I'm going to go to the one that we did last week.
Where Psyche had an emotional breakdown about Don't Look Up.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, we're going to discuss this, and then after that, we're going to have group therapy. Does that make sense?
We're going to need that.
Okay. So, last week, the title ended up being God Cancels the Pope. Uh-huh. I responded to the Pope's comments about cancel culture. Psyche leads God and Satan a group therapy session. We get into a heated argument over the movie Don't Look Up. Okay. So here,
can I just say one thing? Yeah. I heard a preview for it when I was driving in heaven on my way to get dog
and
food.
You seize up, you
and
crash
I
the car.
I literally thought, oh my God, I remember when Satan was like, well, you just don't know what, I forgot what you said. You said something so mean.
You got hardcore.
At literally the store picking up dog food. He was so angry.
He's like, the fact is that your opinion is wrong.
You just don't understand comedy, I guess, but that's okay.
Look, I'm Satan. It's literally my job.
So Christine says, Psyche, you are right about the movie. Glad to see you back.
Oh my God, Christine, yes.
Do another one bites the dust.
Helen says, I feel like I'm at a friend's house and the parents are arguing.
That's a funny one.
Catherine says, I would like to bless Psyche for expressing her point of view.
I love her expressing her point of view, even though it was wrong. But that's a beautiful thing.
And she also says, I would like to second coming Psyche, more of Psyche. Amen.
Oh, thank you.
I've made some enemies.
The ladies are lining up to sort of defend Psyche against you.
It's fair. Totally
toxic
fair.
Satan.
Yeah, toxic.
Literally.
Toxic
event. I rode the fence well enough to avoid all this fire, apparently. Uh-huh. Because I was like, that movie's too long.
So you didn't hate it or love it. So you made it.
Well, it's true. It's true, though. That's how I feel.
You're the problem with America, man. Choose a side.
Pick a side.
You got to either hate it or love it. It's one or the
That's
other.
That's America.
There's no gray area.
Pick a side.
Squirrel Laconi says, most excellent episode. It's always nice to hear Satan is doing well. And thanks for confirming that Satan's tail is prehensile, remember?
Yes, I remember that.
Satan's tail has a mind of its own. That was one of the questions. You see, your mind turns into a blank slate after we record also.
It's mush.
It's important for everyone to know that we are in a fugue state. As we do this, Squirrel Coney goes on, although it has not yet been discussed, if Satan uses his prehensile tail like a second penis when punishing the very wicked.
Jesus.
She wants to know if you do. Okay.
No comment.
Wow.
Also glad to know Pan and Psyche are still the hot couple in heaven.
Who?
I guess Pan is what she's calling Cupid.
No, I think so. Pan and Psyche used to date.
Oh.
Pan.
He's a little...
like Peter?
Very similar to Peter. Pan is a little...
She's acting like she doesn't know him, so...
Yeah, you're really bringing up something
Let's not
dark.
Trigger me right now, yeah. Okay?
Pan, the Greek god.
Ah, fertility yes. Fertility deity. Oh, right. Pan!
He's a little yes. satyr.
Yeah. Pan and I had a falling out. I'll say that.
Oh no, what mm-hmm. happened?
Mm-hmm. Let's just say things got tricky.
Okay.
With the goat legs.
There may be a lawsuit involved, so I'm just saying let's drop.
Oh, right. That's why she's playing. Okay. That's all you had to say.
Yes.
Shit. Jeez.
Yes.
All right. Jonica says, I agree with Psyche about don't look up. As Peter Griffin described the Godfather, it insists upon itself. Is that how Peter Griffin sounds? It insists. Nah. Lois. Nah. It insists upon itself.
That's pretty great.
I guess.
I think we've created an environment where people that love the movie are afraid to speak up. And that's what's wrong with America.
What's funny is I actually felt that.
I feel that we've created an environment where the truth can actually finally come out and be free. People feel
are you support. A truther? Are you a truther?
Maybe, you know what it is, Satan? People aren't looking for to be reminded that things are messed up. Because they know that. They know that. Maybe they're looking, hoping for solutions. Which is why I'm such a big fan of...
Continue what?
I'm not going to finish that sentence. The kind of movies that I like. That feature...
Snuff
wonderful
films? Is that what they're called?
Inglourious Bastards, you know. Django Unchained. I solutions.
Feet.
Feet
what
are
is
solutions?
What your movie taste is.
What's that?
Movies that include feet.
Bloody revenge. So, dear Satan, Elizabeth wants to know, dear Satan, let go and let God. Smite, smite, smitey, smite. Ooh. Happy holidays. Godiva. Okay.
Interesting.
I love that.
Let go Elizabeth and let God.
Elizabeth is sending us vibes. Thank you, Elizabeth.
I love the name Godiva.
All right, that's all the comments.
God, maybe I'm going to start calling you Godiva.
Ooh,
Godiva.
I'm going to get sued by the chocolate company.
Oh.
It's time for group therapy with Psyche, and I think that we need it. Satan, how are you doing?
No, that's not how this works.
Oh, sorry. I will yield the mic to Psyche. Sorry.
Wow. It is not group therapy with God. I am the professional here. First and foremost, we're all taking a deep breath. That's right. Let it all out. I think maybe we should try things a little differently today. I'm going to ask you, what can you do to make yourself a more approachable, loving person? God?
Oh, wow. That's a tough question to ask me, because there's one thing that I'm not very, it's approachable.
But maybe there's a way for us to just, you know, tweak a little bit.
What could, maybe I could put like a bow in my hair.
Oh, that would be interesting. Like a cute, or you like know bow? What? Is there something we could do for the live God pod coming up that would make you a little more approachable, where people would feel more comfortable maybe asking a question?
I mean, I'm open to ideas.
Maybe just, let everyone know, you are here to answer the questions of the unknown.
Yeah.
And it's and feel comfortable asking.
You know what I can do?
What can you do?
I can just try to talk in a more chill voice.
Oh, wow.
That's a good idea.
I love this. Great idea.
Just because apparently on podcasts, people talk like this because it's like NPR and they talk like that.
Yes.
Is that true? Is that true?
It sounds kind of true. So yeah, I think maybe just even the change of the voice a little bit would be a little calmer, you know?
Sometimes it feels like I'm like yelling.
Yeah.
Like an announcer.
Well, and sometimes you're yelling at people. So yeah.
I just am trying to keep control of this chaotic ship that we're on here, this ragtag group of deities, and I just think that it's important that you know that.
We do know that, but it's good to express yourself.
Well, I just want to know that you know.
I know.
That
I
know.
Want the listeners to know. Satan, do you know?
Know what?
He was zoning out during therapy again. You see, this is the problem.
This is a problem. Satan, is there
this is
something
why,
that you can do to be more
Well, no, this is why I said no what, if you let me finish.
Okay.
I am one of the most approachable gods there are, minor gods. Everybody
why?
Loves approaching me and asking me questions.
Yeah, like, can I, Satan, I would sell my soul to you right now.
Fun at parties. I know how to drink. I know how to frickin' throw it back. My ass pops like a dollar bill.
Oh, my Lord.
When I'm on the dance floor, that I'm grinding and grooving.
The name of the podcast this episode, my boom, Satan's boom, ass boom. Pops like a dollar bill.
Yeah. Wow. Is that okay to say on social media? I don't know.
I'll tell you, I'm charismatic. That's how I get people to the dark side. I don't need to be more
I guess. Yeah.
Isn't it a bad therapy question to assume I'm not approachable?
I didn't assume you were not
What's
approachable.
What's going on?
What can we do to be more approachable and more one with the people?
What if I didn't pop it out so hard? Because maybe people are getting
pop
knocked
the ass
back.
Sometimes
so
that
hard?
Ass is popping too hard.
Yeah, and then the people get knocked back and they feel like they can't approach me because I'm dancing too hard.
So this kind of reminds me of that song by Chumbawamba, I get knocked down and then I get up again. You're never going to keep
pops
me down.
Out.
Exactly.
And then it pops in again. And then it pops out again. No.
I toured with Chumbawamba for a couple of years.
Oh, interesting. That's a fun fact.
Because the people who went to Chumbawamba concerts, man, they were waiting to join Satan's crew.
They were waiting to pop that ass, I guess, like a dollar bill.
Oh, yeah. Everybody at the... That's the thing about the Chumbawamba concerts. that's the biggest popping, ass popping event of the century.
Wow. So, Satan, do you think that for the live show, maybe we could do some sort of a presentation of you popping your ass like a $1 bill?
Well, I would say yes, but my picture doesn't move. So,
ass popping palooza.
I will say no for now.
Well, he's accepting $1 bills on Bango Bango.
Always. We're trying to raise a computer fund still, and we are at negative $200.
I can't get the thought of Satan twerking out of my head now.
I'm kind of okay with it. I have to be honest. It just seems like a little funny, a funny gyrating moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels funny. Well, I'm very excited. And what I'm really excited about is for the live show to do, you know, group therapy and hang out and just be there and just ask the question, how are you really? And just really pumped for it.
Oh, yeah. Because, the live show. So the next God Pod live party, we chose the date of January 27th.
It's going to be so fun.
Right? Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Get the link in the description of this episode, or if you're a patron, you will automatically be invited. So become a patron. But yeah, we're going to have fun. Can I get a hit off that blunt, Psyche?
Yeah, the iced tea that I'm drinking.
Some iced tea went down the wrong. Yeah.
Psyche, do you have any advice of how to be more approachable?
Yeah.
I do. I would love to share.
Can you see that I'm trying now to be more chill just in my...
You are. In your demeanor, it's almost like a relaxed shoulder. What I would say is it's the simple actions of taking the deep breath, rolling the shoulders back. Just when you have the physical body of one with horns, you know, it's really, you feel rigid. You feel tough.
Right.
You feel like you got to put those shoulders and God, I know when you get so upset and so frustrated with the world,
I have,
you
know, the same thing.
The same thing. You don't have the horns.
It's hard being this swole, right, Satan?
It's hard being this swole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tough to fit.
So I think it's just the physical relaxation that's going to get you into the mindset of being a more relaxed human being. And I will tell you, we can do that for all of the listeners as well. If you just take a deep breath, roll your shoulders back, and you just like kind of like just settle in your body, settle in yourself, in your, you know, in your human or, you know, God form, whatever that may be.
Sit with the uncomfortableness.
Sit with the uncomfortable.
I took a deep breath, rolled my shoulders, and I think I'm having an acid flashback. Think something cracked in my spine. Everything became just a little zhuzhy.
Zhuzhy.
There's a little more zhuzh to the world.
What a great therapy session. I'm looking forward to good the
live. Honestly, one of the best therapy sessions I've ever had.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to try and keep this change moving forward.
Cool.
Psyche. You call me on it if I start to get out of line, you know?
I will.
Welcome to the God Pod. This is God.
Welcome to the God Pod. Welcome, this is God.
Welcome to the God Pod. This is God.
Yeah.
I'm here today with Psyche and Satan. Hey, what's up, pals?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hi, what's up? Welcome back to the God Pod.
I can't do it. It's time to move on. For Ask God. Thank you so much, Psyche.
You're welcome.
Yay, Psyche.
Wait, did we even talk about our movie issues? No, we totally moved past it.
The healthiest thing to do with that is you bury it for later.
Yep. Bury those emotions deep down and then have them come
so
out.
So when it
other
comes
time.
Back, it'll be even better. Okay.
Yes. Time for Ask God.
It's time for Ask God. Yeah. So Janet L. sent me a message. She said, God, I just saw Marvel's The Eternals, and it blew my mind.
Wow.
I've been thinking of how Eternals, or deities, have been with humans from the beginning, guiding us until the end. Is it possible that the Deviants are not just ferocious creatures who savaged humans? I believe the Deviants are human creatures who are the negatives of the world, those who are greedy, angry, basically hateful humans who cause wars, oppress humans, and cause all the pain in the world. What do you think about this? I haven't seen the movie, and so this paragraph confused and frightened me. I felt like I was reading the story of Scientology.
You felt like you were back in school again.
This sounded a lot like Scientology to me. And now I'm worried about Marvel becoming an actual competing religion.
I wouldn't be concerned. I saw it.
I heard it was like not very good. Yeah. Not the best. Maybe I'm not the worst.
I could see Marvel becoming a religion in like 20 years, right?
In like 2 months.
Yeah. And by 20 years, I mean 2 months. Thank you.
I mean, all, you know, that's how fast things are moving these days. Well, thank you for your question, Janet.
Sorry, yeah, he doesn't know how to answer it.
I'm going to have to see the movie. Deities have been with humans from the beginning. That's true. And deviants like Satan have also been there causing pain.
Yeah, always.
Satan's always been a douche. There's
we out here.
Here's a question from Boris. God, do all unicorns go to heaven?
Ooh, good question.
And the answer is, of course not. I mean, it depends on what the unicorn did in its life. That's like saying all unicorns are wonderful, you know, upstanding individuals.
Yeah, you're making a monolith out of unicorns, which is the inherent problem.
Unicorns have the right to be a douche. By this rule, that would mean there's never going to be a unicorn villain.
Right.
And I don't want to live in a universe where that's not possible.
You want a villain.
I want a unicorn with a fucking eye patch and a cigar that's hell-bent on the destruction of the multiverse. Yes. Well, there's your answer. Squirrel Coney says, God, if a silk purse can be made from a sow's ear. Sow's ear. Is that a Bible reference?
Yeah.
It must be.
Gotta
can
be.
A suitcase be made from Jesus's foreskin? What?
I don't need to hear that.
And then here's a link to a story. How Jesus's foreskin became one of Christianity's most coveted relics.
What? Disappeared. This is crazy.
This is from Christian Broadcasting Canada, CBC Radio, I think. I don't know what CBC is.
I can't look.
That's great. The holy foreskin is both an object and an idea. White explained to CBC Radio.
Canada. Canada.
That is great. I love the idea of crusaders going to look for foreskin.
Yeah, during the Middle Ages, more than a dozen churches across Western Europe claimed to have the holy foreskin. And there's paintings of a baby, and they're all fiddling around with his diddle and removing it, I guess. And yeah, you know, what happened? What happened to it? We really should be answering this. We're going to have to table this question, I think, until Jesus is on the pod. I did text him, but... Oh, and now he responded, Psyche. So before the show, I texted Jesus and I said, Jesus, Psyche is begging you to show up.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, LOL, I'll catch her at the party. He said,
yikes. I wish my face could be captured right now because I'm just
said,
very
I've been
hurt.
Working too hard this week and I need a break.
Okay. Story of my life. Men always need a break.
Jesus, you know, go easy on him because we all have our own cross to bear.
And always need a break.
And for Jesus, it's an actual cross.
But not Psyche. No, she has to be here for everyone. Always asking, how are you really?
Oh, Psyche.
Lazarus.
Yeah, you want to read this one? Lazarus?
Lazarus, God, is the description of Ophanim angels in the Bible true? The one that are interconnected wheels with eyes, or did someone saw your spaceship?
Wow.
Okay, so, that was a lot for me. I don't think I should have read that.
You chose the one with a lot of big words.
I mean, I'm just proud of you for still, you know, not having had pushing an aneurysm. Through. Yeah, pushing through. You're still conscious. I'm going to drop a picture in chat of what this angel looks like. Now, there it is. Okay, you see, as described, as promised, an Ophanim angel is this series of intercollected wheels with eyes on it. Creepy eyes, and it's got four wings. Yeah, you seeing it? You seeing it?
That is so cool. It looks like a really cool NFT.
Yeah. We should start selling NFTs. Yes. You want to get rich quick?
I've seen this before.
You have, yeah. So most if you haven't seen what this is, Google, it's O-P-H-A-N-I-M, angels. Google it, and you will see what we're talking about here. Those are real, yes. Yeah, we have angels like that. They're like, kind of think of them as like Siri or Alexa.
Oh, like AI intelligence.
Yeah, it's like if you need something, you know, in heaven,
right?
They help you get it. So you get whatever you want, but you have to deal with one of these scary looking eye droids.
Right. I'm like really into it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Love it.
I'm like going to make it an NFT. I'm like thinking already. The wheels are turning.
Are
you going to be can we really make money on NFTs?
Yes. That's what everybody's saying, but why waste your time on an NFT? Rather go for a BBFT, a Bango Bango FT. Do I know what FT stands for? Not at all. It's a Bango Bango fungible token. We take the non out of NFT, and our tokens are completely fungible.
Our tokens funge like you wouldn't believe.
They're funging all over the place. They funge to the left. They funge to the right.
These are the best funging tokens money can buy. Yes. I think that's a good line. We should do that. Okay. Let's move on to the next question from Dr. V.
Dr. V.
God, please, please smite Mitch McConnell. I'll gladly trade my soul to Satan. But as one of his spawn, I'm not sure if that's a conflict of interest or not. And then Purple Squirrel adds, or give Moscow Mitch hemorrhoids so bad that he can never sit down again. Dr. V follows up, not good enough. It wouldn't prevent him from blocking votes on things. Great point, Dr. V. His face melting off while speaking is really the only option. Oh, so he wants us to go full Raiders of the Lost Ark on Mitch. I think both. Why not
do
both?
It.
Insert why not both GIF. Yeah. I think, yeah, wow. See, that's why it's hard for me to stay chill, Psyche, because we start talking about this stuff on this podcast.
And it really riles you up. You get frustrated.
And I get all incensed and smitey. And
deep breaths. Yeah, no, I get it.
I am working on a big mega smite. You'll see someday I'll sneak that past Satan. It's time for Ask Humans.
I love this one.
Yeah.
If you made a dating app for gods, what would you call it?
So let's see what some of the responses were.
Because I think that's a great idea.
Matthew McIntyre says, okay, Aphrodite. Pantheon Bar says, date plus deity. Date deity. Deity. No, I don't think that's going to work. Meg Wideland says, divine connections. Lone Ape says deity mingle. That could be good. Lone Ape also suggests supernatural sugar daddies. Now
obsessed.
We're getting somewhere.
Obsessed.
Okay. You know what? That's so good. That's going into possible titles.
Supernatural sugar daddy.
Read amongst yourselves. I'm going to pop that in right after Satan's butt pops like a dollar bill. Bumpin' Godlies, Pandora's Box. I see what you did there.
Nasty.
Oh, I like this one from Silk Flame. Divine Harmony. No?
Okay. That's fun. I like that.
No, I like Supernatural Sugar Daddies.
Yeah, okay. That's...
Sold. Sold.
Yeah, the rest of these are just... Okay, Cupid, wait, damn it.
I guess Supernatural Sugar Daddies is just... hooking women up with old, probably just God.
it's an app that I made where the only supernatural sugar daddy on the app is me. So it's although, yeah, so it's almost false advertising. We have to have one more on there. Otherwise, it can't be Daddy's. We'll see if I let anybody else in. But, you know, it can be whatever we want.
Amazing.
All right, yeah. Thanks. We have a clear winner. I mean, I'm not even going to read anymore. Supernatural Sugar Daddies. That's the name of the app.
Yeah. This TV talk that you guys have, I don't think I should be involved in this conversation. I'm going to just tap out of this one.
Okay. I'll
let you guys go.
So it's time for TV talk. Billy Ray and Adam McKay are teaming up for a film about January 6th, about the insurrection. So it's like, Don't Look Up, maybe for the insurrection, is what now everybody is talking about. And they're furious in the comments. They're like, they're going to ruin this. What do you think, Satan?
I'm ready for it. How are they going to ruin this? I don't understand how they could ruin something like this, right?
Right. It insists upon itself, Satan.
It's called the Untitled Capital Assault Project.
Here's how they do it, Satan. Let me paint you a little roadmap of how they do it. Okay. They make it 3.5 hours long.
No, it's going to be, I just read, it's going to be a miniseries.
Hell yeah. Fucking eat miniseries alive. Give me more miniseries. I want 6 to 8 hours of something.
So, and it says that this Billy Ray guy, he directed a miniseries about James Comey on Showtime. So that, I think, was, it's going to be a more serious.
So it's not going to be
factual.
Funny. Right.
It's not going to be Don't Look Up. And anyway, it's just funny to see how, in general, it's just totally triggered. Everybody gets over something like Don't Look Up, which is just a, I don't know, what's up with that? why do humans get so mad? Why do we get so mad about the wrong things? I think everybody's just
losing
their minds.
Why are we mad about a miniseries about January 6th rather than being mad about January 6th?
Exactly. People are more mad about the miniseries.
Too soon? I don't know.
I understand the too soon. I get that. But also, I just wish people were also like, January 6th was a little too soon. The idea of it, of somebody revolting, like a group of people literally committing insurrection and nobody gets in trouble. That's a little too soon for me.
Yeah.
No, and you know what? I think there's something to be said for the fact that the way that Americans learn about things now are through miniseries and documentaries. Mm-hmm. And that's it. They don't, they can't process the truth as well when it comes through the news as when you watch a little movie. You're like, God, that's what happened.
Right.
I was there. Even though they literally have video of every single thing that happened.
Yeah.
That's not enough. You need a narrative-driven story.
You need
with
stars.
A protagonist.
No, you know what? You need stars.
Yeah, who's going to be in this one? Oh, God.
Who is our
DiCaprio
lead?
As
I think they should get Will Smith in there.
Oh, that'd be great.
We got to tear down the government.
Welcome to the Capitol. I was going to supposed to see fireworks today. Okay, it's time for the one-hit wonder battle. You ready, gang? Supposed to be at a barbecue. Get What You Give.
By New Radicals.
And the second song is The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang.
This is what I'm going to say.
Bloodhound Gang. You get what you get.
I watched the Bad Touch music video the other day.
Why?
Because if you want to know something about me, I just love music videos. I'm obsessed with them. Huh?
Because he's Satan, and he's just randomly watching The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang. I know you,
give
Satan.
Give me a YouTube doc. Give Does me a creep music you out, video then? That is interesting.
Because we did not talk about this, Satan.
What?
That I was going to use this song today. You recently watched the video.
Yeah, I watch music videos all the time. I still watch the You Get What You Get. I don't watch TV. I literally just watch music videos.
Do you just put in like one hit wonder music videos?
No, I just go around. You search music videos, new music videos, best music videos. And then I go like, oh, what about this music video? Then I just,
oh, that's so cute. He misses MTV.
Yeah, I really do. I was a child of MTV. I know I was like 400,000 by the time MTV came around, but it was MTV, MTV2, MTV Hits, VH2, VH1, Fuse TV, MTV Jams. I literally listened to all of them. Love that shit. I watched Bad Touch the other day.
And?
Music video does not hold up. It's really bad.
You know what was a great music video that really still actually does hold up is Sex with Candy. Sex and Candy.
Mm. Ooh,
was that a one hit wonder?
Well, you know, the playground. What it
was. I smash six and candy.
Yeah. Was that a one hit wonder too?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Gonna have to do that one in the future. So
this is what I'm gonna say. I'm going with Get What You Give because the Bad Touch, the music video is them dressed up as monkeys, blow darting women, and then dragging them into the bushes.
Ooh, that doesn't hold up very well.
It is not good. It is not. And
it's bad vibes.
Very bad. You watch it, you go, oh my God. We were in a different world in the early 2000s.
Dark time, yes.
Absolute different world.
Yes. Yeah, I have to agree. One is a optimistic song.
You Get What You Give was love. In a lot of TV shows and movies back in the day, too.
It was in the it was a part of the inauguration of Joe Biden.
It was?
That's yes. Insane. I love Joe Biden going like, you know what I love? The new radicals.
But now let me distance myself from Bernie Sanders. I don't love the actual new radicals, just the band. Okay, we're all unanimous. You Get What You Give. Moves on to the semifinals. Sorry, Bloodhound Gang. You're done.
Nice.
Hit the skids.
Get the skids.
Skid the road.
Get the skids sounds awful.
It's time for the goddamn news.
Mm-hmm.
Take us away, God.
No.
Okay, this is a lighter set of the news. Yeah. Go ahead, Psyche.
I would love to talk about this. Eminem characters to get, in quotes, progressive redesign, and there are jokes. I just have one comment. I have a really hard time with people changing characters, right, and making them more progressive.
What about making them more regressive?
No, but let me tell you what I have a problem with. I have a problem with, I know what we're going to do. If we put the girl who's sassy in heels in a flat, that's going to make it very progressive. And here's my problem with that. Why can't I be a badass strong bitch in a 5-inch pump and live my best life with my little mini dress on? Like, why does that make me, you know what I mean? I don't like that. So I don't like that they changed the Eminem girl characters, you know, to have like, you know, like a nice, you know, casual kitten heel, you know?
I agree. Like, why were they, why like, is Candy what? Being sexualized?
Why can't I be strong?
Why is Candy being something that we should think about having sex with in the first place? Why do they... What has been their obsession with sexualizing Candy from the beginning? Like what?
But I'm just like, let a
They're
girl.
They're like, you know what would help this?
Like a heel.
We're not selling enough chocolate. You know what would help? Sex.
Yeah, I'm not happy
Good
about
idea,
it.
Good idea, Don Draper.
I have to be honest.
Dude, I'm into it. I love it. I love that shit.
Can I ask a favor? Can you sure. two keep talking about the news? I have to go get a charger for my computer.
Yeah. IT specialist quietly automated his $90,000 a year job during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. This is great. This is
what does that even mean?
It means that he had a $90,000 job a year and he just made it all automatic so he doesn't have to work.
So how does one do that? Like you just set up AI technology or something?
Not like AI, just you set up like algorithmic stuff. So yeah, his job is probably like, oh, I'll reach out to these people. You know,
so is that kind of like what you do? Like when people send you like personal emails to Bango Bango, you send out automated.
It's all automated. Oh. It's completely automated and the system is absolutely broken. It just sends them right to the trash.
That's kind of like the most brilliant idea. Like I'm trying to think like, how would it even be possible for me to have a therapy session with someone and make it automated?
You could record video of yourself. And
just asking five general questions over and over
and waiting around.
Wow. Yeah, I tell you, it would be really hard. I feel like you have to have such a specific job, but I'm not going to hate this person for that, because it's like, good on you, bro. Like, you were able to figure this out. That's smart, you know, cheating the system, I guess, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
It's time for religious news. All right, here's a great story. Pastor apologizes, admits it was disgusting to wipe spit on man's face during sermon. That's a heartwarming story.
I have a really weird thing about spit.
You love it?
I don't. Oh. It's the one thing that makes me like want to puke.
Really?
I can handle.
That was well timed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a loogie just then. Who knew? Oh, it's a divine podcast. So, Pastor Mike Todd of Transformation Church has posted a social media video acknowledging it was disgusting Sunday when he wiped spit on another's face to illustrate a point during a sermon.
No.
Said Pastor Mike, "That was gross. I want to validate everybody's feelings," he said, apologizing and encouraging people to watch the full message. "That was a distraction to what I was really trying to do." Wow. Yeah. It's a heartwarming story. Yeah, it probably shouldn't be wiping spit on people's face in the first place.
No.
Especially during COVID.
In the middle of the
pandemic.
The Omarion pandemic. No, yeah.
Omarion pandemic. Because I'm so sick of love. Is that Omarion or is that?
I don't Omarion know, but that was Neo. So
Omarion actually put out a statement about how.
He's not that,
singer
right?
Singer says he's definitely not a variant.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, no, Mario. Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is good for you, man.
You know, he knows it.
It's like kind of bringing back a comeback.
What do you think the most famous Omarion song is?
The most famous?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really asked a hard question here.
I don't know a song name.
Well, Satan, what do you think it is?
It's got to be Touch, right? Oh, no. It's Post to Be with Chris Brown. This is pretty recent. I'm looking up its
right?
Spotify.
Satan's a big Omarion fan. That's why.
I mean, Touch. It gets the people going. If you haven't listened to Touch, your butt ain't popping like dollar bills.
Can you sing me a line from Touch?
Yeah, hold on. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. I'm trying to remember how the song goes. You got to hear it. There's no way to sing this song. It's just him talking.
But he had many hits, so he's not a one-hit wonder kind of guy.
No. And he was also with that band, the group boy band.
Right.
You know, what were they called again?
Y2K?
BTS?
I think they were Y2K.
Is it Y2K?
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about some
Mitch
what happened
McConnell?
In politics this week. Why are people so mad at Mitch McConnell?
B2K. B2K.
Despite them. Okay. Is because... Okay, so this last week, I demanded that they end the freaking filibuster. And so what happened the next
You demanded
was,
it.
Yeah. I was like, it's over.
Yeah.
I made a commandment and everything. And then they immediately were like, no, it's not. And it's continuing to go on. This ridiculous word is going to continue to be the reason that nothing good can happen. And then after that, this douchebag, Mitch McConnell, says that African-Americans are voting just as much as Americans in a video. He came out and just said the quiet part out loud. Roll the clip, Jesus.
What's your message for voters of color who are concerned that without the John L. Lewis Voting Rights Act, they're not going to be able to vote in the midterm?
Well, the concern is misplaced, because if you look at the statistics, African-American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans. A recent survey, 94% of Americans thought it was easy to vote. This is not a problem.
So, yes, that is Mitch McConnell just saying the truth you know.
What a mess.
He doesn't consider African-Americans to be actual Americans. So... He's racist. I'm going to try and not lose my shit, psyche. because I'm trying to be more chill.
Yeah, he's not worth losing it over. I got to be honest.
He is. He's on the hit list for sure. Well, we're talking about sex, right? He's like number one or two for me. Talk about a badonk on that guy. That guy will make me be singing B2K, Marcus Houston hits all day. Oh, my God.
Okay.
You know, we put something out there that's just as depressing as a pitch as you can get. And Satan comes back with ass popping.
Yeah.
Just well done, Satan.
He wants to be Dom, but the man's a sub for sure.
Oh, my God.
Dom in the Senate, sub in the sheets.
Satan's a real pro.
The visual.
Number one on Satan's hit list.
Number two is what I said. Number two?
Oh, who's number one?
Oh, you'll have to pay to find out. There's a paywall.
Check out Satan's.
That's exclusive content.
Mm-hmm. So, in our final story today, Nancy Pelosi reversed her opinion on the stock trade ban. She was against it.
Right.
You know, and then
she's
making a lot of money every year on it. Yeah. And then she found out that 75% of everyone is for it. It's extremely popular. And now, the filibuster wasn't done away with. So basically they can't pass anything anyway. And now that that's the case, she came out and said, if members want to do that, I'm okay with that. She's okay with banning it. But it should be noted that, you know, it'll never happen. It'll never happen.
Let's put that little note right there. Post it.
It's a convenient time to say this. Yeah.
Great job, and, Nancy.
You know, you can always reverse yourself later.
Can I ask a quick question in regards to possible titles of this episode?
Yeah.
What is this hip thing that everyone's posting
Wordle?
About? Wordle? Yeah,
I hate it.
What is it, though?
It's a new app where you jump on
I love Wordle. You're wrong for this one.
I haven't tried it.
Oh, you hate it, but you haven't tried it?
Here's what I hate about it, Satan.
People enjoying these tough times?
People posting their results.
But what is it? Is it a game?
All over Twitter.
It's a game.
I don't care.
And is it kind of like Scrabble, but for Wordle?
It's like Pokemon Go, but for words.
No.
Okay, Satan.
Both have never played it. It's super easy. There's just six columns, each five letters, and you guess words until you guess the right one. But you only have six tries. Oh. And it tells you which letters are in it or if they're in the right place.
Oh, stupid.
You're stupid. You guys are stupid.
I mean, what year is it that this is?
Are we?
I don't know. Maybe it's year two of a three of a pandemic. Huh?
Everyone. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Have you ever considered that? Maybe some of us in big cities can't leave. And everything's closing down again because people won't get vaccinated. So the only joy we have is playing a dumb game that a man made for his pregnant wife to pass time.
Is that what it was made
for? Is that what it is?
I believe so. I'm not 100%, but I believe so.
That makes me want to cry. Is that how it's being sold, though? Is that how it's like being packaged? Like
it's not a package. It's not you just no. I'm just saying it's just a random website. It's not even an app.
Even is there? It's like we're an app. It's pandemic. This will be good for you during the pandemic.
No, it's a man's random website. You can't even do it on an app.
Oh, really? You can't do it on? It's not like an app.
No, it's a website that you go to and just play really quickly.
Wow.
And you go. Okay, that was fun.
Okay, so what's the name of the website?
Wordle. Let's see.
Oh, obviously.
Wordle Myrtle.
Look at Wordle. It's
Wordle was for
powerlanguage.co.uk.
No, because I did that and it didn't work.
Here it is. I'll send it in the chat.
Powerlanguage.k. Wordle. Yeah, okay, I have it. Guess the Wordle in six tries.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here while you guys try to figure out this game.
Yeah, I'm not doing this.
Again, just like the division over Don't Look Up, I was telling Psyche before, Don't Look Up is like, it's like the dress of this moment. And it's like, you look at it and do you see a blue dress? Do you see a yellow dress? Do you see a good movie? Do you see a bad movie? Everybody's losing their minds. And so, you know, they're all of a sudden, they're into this Wordle thing or some randomized link. I don't know what's going on. I just think it's another sign of the collapse of society. Let's move on to possible titles for this episode. One,
the Wordle of the Lordle.
Wordle of the Lordle? No, I don't know. No. Number two, Satan's butt pops like a dollar bill.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about number three, supernatural sugar daddies?
Sure, that could be a good backup, but I mean, Satan's butt pops like a dollar bill. That came out.
Is that okay to say on?
Why not?
Yeah. Too sexual.
I live for it.
Butt pops.
Butt pops.
Satan's butt pops like a dollar bill. I mean, I think it's very safe language, actually. Yep. What about Satan twerks?
No, because it's very different. A twerk is very different than a butt pop like a dollar bill.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to come up with a picture for that now. So thanks.
Can you please have Psyche holding a dollar bill just up in the air?
Okay. No, it wasn't hard enough as it is. I'll add you holding up a dollar bill. No problem.
Sure. I'll make that happen.
Okay. So, yeah, it's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming. Who wants to go?
I'll go. I want to bless 2022 already off to a good start. The listeners have my back with Don't Look Up. So I want to bless all of you for making 2022 great. I want to smite, I want to look up because I had a good one. I know. I wanted to smite the people behind M&M's for making it seem like a badass M&M bitch can't wear a 5-inch heel and still be strong and powerful and feminism and rock hard. Yes.
I agree.
And I would love a second coming of more people having my back.
Yeah, you need a couple.
I'm looking forward to group therapy with Psyche in person at the live show.
Great. I just want to bless everybody out there that's too afraid to speak up at this point because there's been a lot of, anger and resentment towards the people that know the truth, the people that understand that Don't Look Up was a really good movie. And I also want to tie this in the Second Coming. I want you guys to feel like you can come out and say it, The time to act is now. America is being overthrown by language police. And now we need to fight.
That was really good, actually.
Who was that?
I don't know. It's Mitch McConnell, right?
It's in the ballpark of... angry Kentucky senator for sure.
It worked. Nice.
And then things I hated. Man, I don't hate anything today. What do I want to smite? Nothing.
Wow.
I'll say I want to smite that fat ass that Mitch McConnell got on the back of him though. Coming for you.
I would like to bless Satan's butt for popping like a dollar bill.
Thank you.
Pop.
I would like to bless Psyche and all of her Psyche stands.
Yes, Psyche stands.
Because I think that was fun. I would like to bless all of our angels and their wonderful questions and reviews. Yeah, I would like to smite, Mitch McConnell. I was requested to do that, and I would like to smite everyone that causes me to become unchill,
right.
And I want a second coming, more of me just being more who chill. I really am, which is just like super chill, and not always feeling like I have to solve the problems of the world, because nothing I do seems to matter anyway. I make new commandments, and the humans don't listen. So, you know what? No more new commandments. No new commandment today. It's just me being, angry and smitey, and then the humans do the exact opposite of whatever I say. The exact fucking opposite. So, I will do the opposite of what I've done in the past and stop giving an F. Not going to care a rat's ass. Second coming on that. How do you like that?
We like it.
That was really good. We're really proud of you over here.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless you both. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the God Pod. The Lord has spoken. I do got to say that.